Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
The four corners of the globe, praise and thank you the powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Live Yahweh's Radio. Broadcast. We officially ending the Feast of Unleavened Bread, day 4. We officially at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, day 5. Get in where you fit in at. We live. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We live right now as we speak on Blog Talk Radio. We live on Facebook. Oh, these feast days are very important for the children of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, to keep. We know from the first day to the seventh day is the righteous gathering. But between those days, the second to the sixth day, it was getting in where we fit in at. Word of Yahweh. We was rehearsing righteous acts from the second day to the sixth day. Between those days, from the first day and the seventh day, is a righteous gathering. Remember, Sabbath days and feast days, very important. All right. Over to you, see Israel, to see Roy.
Yes, sir. Over to you, see Israel, of Israel. All right, there, young man. Thank you again for running in for another broadcast. Hallelujah, bro.
Hallelujah, bro.
This will be day number 5. We got to make sure we get contracted for group to make sure we keep up with the day. It's day number 5. And Hallelujah, Yahweh, be with all those on the network. And then after 5, we're everywhere. We live. Fifth day of our living bread. This is a live broadcast, so we're going to get going on by finding young line. And see what we can get going on. Let's see.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith,
yes.
You say to them,
yeah.
Look, I have to have the Sabbath
yes.
off,
yes.
which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job
yeah.
with Will Smith
yes.
and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
We're going
going to the heavenly side. The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that is he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made.
So that Saturday was the last day. Not only that, in 31, verse 1, and 12 through 18, Exodus, you know what I mean? Not only that, in the 31st chapter of Exodus, verse 1, 12 through 18, what it says.
Go on to the second book of the Heavenly Tablets, the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 1, 12 to 18. Exodus, chapter 31, verse 1. And Yahweh said to Moses, saying, verse 12, and Yahweh said to Moses, saying, verse 3, verse 13, speak you also to the children of Israel, the Israelites, saying, truly my Sabbath, ye should keep, for there is a sign between me and you, throughout the generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh, that do sanctify you. 14, you should keep the Sabbath, therefore, it is righteous unto you. Everyone that defies, surely put to death. For whosoever through any work therein, that life was sold, should be cut off from among his people. Verse 15, 6 days may work be done, but as the Sabbath is a Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever doing any work in the seventh day, he should surely be put to death. 16, therefore the children of Israel, the Israelites, shall keep the Sabbath. So observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel, the Israelites, forever. For 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. 18, and he gave us a moment when he had made an end of the community with him on Mount Moriah, 2 tables of covenant, tables of stone, written with the finger of Yahweh.
So after he got through communion with him, he gave Moses them 2 tables of stone, and he let him be tell the children of Israel, my sign will be the Sabbath day. You can know who you are, you can be a bloodline Israelite, or you won't be. But my sign is the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, and all my high days, all my feast days is called high days. So that's the sign. So you can be a bloodline Israelite, but if you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you are Gentile. You're saying that you were born from the covenant. That's what makes you a Gentile. When you do not keep the Sabbath day, that makes you a Gentile, a stranger, a foreigner, because you're not keeping the Sabbath day. Now, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 10 of that one line, so when Moses passed along, it did not stop with Moses. Take hold to this information in the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 4, 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. Ezekiel 20, verse 4, 5, 10 down to verse 12, and 19 and 20. Where's that at, young man?
The book of Ezekiel is here, chapter 20, verse 4 to 5, 10 to verse 12, 19 and 20. Ezekiel 6, chapter 20, verse 4. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Cause them to know the abomination of their father. Verse 5. And say to them, thus saith Yahweh. In the day when I choose Israel, in the day when I chose Israel, as a lifted up my hands to the deep of the children of Israel and made myself known unto them in the land of bondage. When I lifted up my hands to them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 6. Wherefore I called them to go forth out of the land of bondage and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And gave them my statute and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he should even live in it. Verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my statute to be a sign between me and them, that they may know that I am Yahuwah, that sanctified them.
So the Sabbath day is a sign. And even though all the Sabbath days are signs, for him to know that you are hook, line, and sinker on this program. You can be a bloodline Israelite. But if you're not keeping the Sabbath days, these 9 days, you're a Gentile. You're a stranger and you're a foreigner from the covenant because you're not obeying his rules and regulations. And that's how important that Sabbath day is. Back in New verse 11, 11 again, verse 11.
The thing is this, chapter 20, verse 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he should even live in it.
Verse 19.
Verse 19. I am Yahuwah, no Yahuwah. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgment and do it.
So, what he wants you to do is walk in his judgment, walk in his statutes, and do them. So, the key to it, and that's why these things are so very important, to understand that it's just between the 2 and 6 days from the 2 days. This is the age that the understanding of burning was reiterated on keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments. So, when Peter, we might talk about Peter a little bit too. See, Peter plays a great part after Yahuwah left. So, how can we bring this in? How can we bring it in? I'll tell you what, let's bring Mother in to see Mother Peter Fisher on stage. We'll bring Mother in. And we'll see how we're going to bring this in, let you know how important it was of keeping these 2 to 6, because that's when especially if you plan on talking and discussing the Bible. If you plan on talking and discussing the Bible, you got to make sure you got the proper breakdown of the Bible. And the only way you're going to get that is through the order of what Yahuwah has now. So let me bring my other day up here on this take number 5. By saying unleavened bread, the feast of unleavened bread take 5, Mother day up here.
Yahuwah bless you, dear Israel, of King Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. The audio is really, really not good. Wow. Yahuwah bless you, Shia Israel of Figueroa. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Now,
and 6. But those are between 2 and 6. That's not exactly what we're required to make to be in that order. Go on to Acts chapter 2, verse 5, down to verse 14. Let's see what we got there, you know. Come on. The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 5, down to verse 14. Acts chapter 2, verse 5, read. And John was 20, man. God died to them. Yah Jah, the devout man out of every nation under heaven. Men, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Verse 6. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Verse 7. And were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Verse 8. And how here we every man in their own tongue wherein we were born. Verse 9. Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and Yadah Judah, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. Verse 6. Pagidia and Paphonia in Egypt and in the forest of Libya about Caesarea and strangers of Rome, Yadah Judah and Apostolite. Verse 11. Crete and Arabia, we do hear them speak in their own tongue the wonderful works of Yahweh. Verse 12. And they were all amazed and was in doubt, saying one to another, what meaning is it? Verse 13. Others mocking, said, these men are full of new wine. Verse 14. But Peter, chief priest of the nation of Israel, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell in Yadah Judah, be this all unto you, and hearken to my words.
And he shall hearken to his words. Read verse 10, 12, again, take the time, that young man. It's a point in verse 10, 12, and 14 again, so take the time. I'm being on error to get verse 10 and 12 in because it's a message in verse 10 and 12 I want to bring out on page 5 of Unknown Bread. What do you say in verse 10? Take one verse at a time. Verse 10.
Acts chapter 2, verse 10. And Pagia, and Pagia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about this reed. And strangers of Rome, Judah, and proselytes.
Verse 12.
Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this?
They were in doubt in God, huh? So they were in doubt. So Judah went to Levi all of his life, they were in doubt. They were in doubt. What was going on? So when they got in doubt of what's going on, what happened in verse 14? They was in doubt. So just in there, they was in doubt. So what happened in verse 14?
Verse 14. But Peter standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judah,
yeah,
and all ye that dwell in the land of Judah, be this known unto you, and hearken to my word.
Because it was, what in verse 12 again? They was what? What was again in verse 12?
Verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt.
They were in doubt, correct? So, they were in doubt what was going on. And so that was Peter's cue to step up because even today, we in doubt. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it, when to do it. We in doubt. And that's that's where Yahweh's voices of the true Israelite come in. Because when you in doubt, there's got to be a ministry have to answer. And that's what's so important about the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's remove all doubts about the plan of Yahweh. Because if you lean on your own understanding, you're in trouble. If you lean on your own understanding, matter of fact, most of you are getting there. And what verse is that? Proverbs 3, maybe 1 down to verse 10. Most of you have to have that waiting on you. See, when you lean on your own understanding, you're in doubt. See, that means you lean on your own understanding. You need to search out the order of things. Give me a precept there, man. 15, verse 2. Brother Max. See, when you in doubt, Yahweh left room to get you out of doubt. You just got to follow the Bible. Because the Bible ain't going to change. So if you find yourself in doubt about anything pertaining to Yahweh's business, and you in doubt, don't think you're going to get on your knees and think you're going to bypass the order of things and you're going to get out of doubt. It don't work like that. That's the problem he's trying to get over to you. And that was so important about the 2 down to verse 6. They were in doubt. And once they got in doubt, hold that point. You see, I bring Mother E in. Mother E, come on, say. So Mother E, come on, say. Let's bring her in. Hey, Mother E. Another one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Y'all brought me with you. Seen right.
That one blesses you, Israel. I see God. Hallelujah. Wow. A lot of static on my thing. Yes. Standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words.
Chapter 15, verse 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas
had no small position in that position. That we made it with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others up there should go up to Yahdai Judah unto the apostles and elders about this question.
You see that? You see what it is? See, when you understand, when you're in doubt about something, once you understand the order of things when you're in doubt, we set men in place to get you out of that doubt. So, the laws in the Bible, when they was in doubt, they knew exactly what to do, go back to the elders. And the elders' responsibility was to get you out of that doubt. Matter of fact, let me get a precept on that, Mother E. Let me get a precept on that, Mother. And the book of Daniel, I'm going to get a precept, because we got to understand one thing. The only way we're going to know how to bring Yahweh back in, on the scene, is we want to understand what the Bible says, not what our feelings are saying. So when you're in doubt about something, he left room for you to get your answers. Now we're going to the book of Daniel, Mother E. Okay, well, I'm in doubt. I'm confused. I don't know. I'm going to pray to the mighty one. Well, is that scripture or is that your feelings? Which one is that? Is that scripture or your feelings? Let's see what the Bible tells you to do. Okay? We're going to see what the Bible tells you to do. Is that scripture? I'm just going to tear it to the Almighty. Show me what I need to do. Okay? Well,
on that, you may not be able to hear. At Daniel chapter 8, verse 15. And now, O Yahweh, our Yahweh, that has brought thy people.
Hold on. Look at Daniel 8:15 real carefully.
of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 16. And it comes to say, when I, even I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for dominion, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. 16. And I heard a man's voice between the bank of Euphrates, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the gift.
Stop it there, mother. Stop it there, mother. Stop it there. Excellent. So far, excellent. So you see, the big dignitary was Daniel. Daniel was confused. He didn't know what to say. And Yahweh, when Daniel didn't know what to say, he was confused. He didn't understand what was going on. Then a voice from the bank of Euphrates said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. See, Daniel was praying, but he didn't understand it. Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So that voice from the bank of Euphrates was the big guy, the head of the angels. Get down there and make this man understand the vision, see? So when the angels come down, mother, they come down to the one is the person of the hour. And the person of the hour was Daniel the seer. So Daniel was confused. So you know if Daniel opened his mouth, the prince is going to be confused. So, and Yahweh sent Gabriel down there to straighten out Daniel. Let's see what's going on now. The angel showed up. And now let's talk about verse 17. Come on, mother. Let's get one verse at a time. Verse 17.
Verse 17 reads, so he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall the vision, at the time of the end shall be the vision.
Ain't that something? Hold on, mother. See that? So now, the seer was confused. The seer was confused. So how can he talk to the people that he's confused? See, he was confused. So, Yahweh sent Gabriel to work with him. So, he sent Gabriel to work with him to get him prepared to not be confused. So, this is the protocol, mother. When the son did it, he passed it down to the angel. And when the angel did it, they passed it down to the seer. This is how you be understanding the will of Yahweh. Here go the order. The seer is confused. He don't know what to do. So, the angel is there upon the strength of Yahweh to straighten it out. Now go to the ninth chapter there, mother. And let's get a little bit more. Now we see that Gabriel, the angel of Yahweh, he got his eyes on him from Daniel. He watched it from Daniel from his cabinet because he knows what he got to do with some Daniel. So now I want to go to the ninth chapter, mother, and let's find out some more. Wait a minute, let me give a bit more of this for you, mother. I want to read where the angel showed up. So the angel showed up. And I need a little bit more on what's going on. Let me find out. Let me see now. I'm starting right now, mother. I want to find out some more, because see, this was what I'm talking about when they came together from all the nations of the world. And all was confused, mother. They ain't not saying what to do. But then Peter stood up with the lamb and told them, just hear my words. That's what he told them to do. So, well, let me take what I was saying in verse 8, Mother. Skip down to verse 8. I'm struggling, Mother, right now. I'm struggling. Trying to lay this in. I want to, let me see. Verse 8. It's verse 8. I need a little bit more, Mother. But I'm struggling. So, and let's see. I need a little bit more, Mother. I need a little bit more. He told Gabriel to make this man understand the vision. Make him understand. Now, but I'm struggling right now, Mother. In the ninth chapter, Mother. In the ninth chapter, let's see what we can get. Verse number, I'm gonna take a shot at it, Mother. Verse number 15. I'm gonna take a shot at it. Verse 15. Now remember, Gabriel is going eyeball to eyeball with Terry Unisier. His job is to make him understand the vision. He don't understand what's going on. So now, let's look at verse number negative 16. Look at verse 16. Look at verse 16. Daniel chapter 9, verse 16. Let's read from there, Mother. Let's read what this human God is. 9, verse 16. What does it say?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 15.
Yeah, that's good. 15, 16. It sounds good. Come on.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 15. And now, O Yahweh, our Yahweh, that has brought the people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has gotten thee renowned as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wicked.
Good. Go ahead. 16.
O Yahweh, according to all their righteousness, I defeat thee. Let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, from your city. Shalt thou Judah thy righteous mountain be. Righteous mountain. Become a report to all that are about us.
So when Daniel was praying, Mother, he wasn't praying for the world. He was praying to get an answer for the people of Yahdah Judah by holding mouth. So when he was getting his praying and trying to figure out what was going on, it wasn't about himself. He was trying to get some understanding about Yahdah Judah, thy holy mountain, why are we in bad shape? We stand against Yahweh. So now, so Gabriel's down there to hear him fucking come some more, to explain to him some more, then Gable is to straighten the seat out, but he can straighten the people out. Verse 17, come on, brother.
Verse 17. Now therefore, O our Yahweh, hear the prayers of thy servant, and hear a supplication. What?
Supplication. Supplication.
Okay, supplication. And cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary temple. That is
The temple.
What is it?
Oh, it's
Devin? Uh-huh. What the? Yep,
that's it. Yeah, but for thou, for Yahweh's sake. He said, look at it, Yahweh, don't do it because we got in and married to it, but do it because it's your sake. So he doing some big time praying, mother. And what happened to verse 18, mother?
Verse 18. Daniel chapter 9, verse 18. O my Yahweh, incline thy ear and hear. Open thy eyes and behold our desolation and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplication before thee, for our righteousness, but for thy great mercy.
He said, now I'm not praying because we all right. We ain't all right. It's unclear that the whole nation of Israel ain't all right. That's why I'm praying, because I can't go to bat for these people on them being right, because they ain't right. The reason you're captive today, because you ain't right. We in capture today because we don't keep these laws, statutes, and commandments this day. So that's what Peter was talking about when he stood up when he was confused. So he got to bring all this back to the table. He's not here, right? He's but do this because of your city and what you got written in this book. As a matter of fact, mother, hold that point, mother, dear Israel. Hold it. What you got, put a mark in that. And I want you to pick up that, Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3, and pick up verse 14 and read down a little bit. Because I got to hear a small deal voice to make an alteration on what you bring to the table. So that's how it works. So give me that book of Genesis, Mother D.F. Israel, 1, 2, 3, and get down to 14 and read a little bit later. So now hold that, what you got. And Proverbs will come back on that a little bit later. Because when we have small, still voice and make an alteration on what Mother E is pronouncing. So now what we got here? He said, now I'm not praying to Yahweh about our righteousness, but for thy great mercy. See, and Revelation verse 19, Mother. Verse 19,
mother. He's
verse 19.
Daniel.
What's wrong, verse 19, mother.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, hearken and do. Defer. Defer. Not for thine own sake, O my Yahweh, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. So that is doing a whole lot of praying, but for whom, the children of Israel.
Yahweh.
Yeah, look here. I'm praying for the people that are called by thy name. So thank you for big time praying, mother. For who? The people of Israel.
Yep.
Now,
verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people, Israel, and the in the presence, my supplication before the Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountain of Yahweh. The righteous mountain of my Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Good. So he was doing all his plans, Mother Eve, for the people and the righteous mountain of our Yahweh, the righteous government of our Yahweh. That's why he's doing all his plans, Mother. He wasn't praying for the world now.
Yahweh.
He was praying for the people, and he was confused. Now,
what
have to make
from 21,
Mother? 21.
Yeah. 21. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening of the late.
Yeah. So while he was doing all that praying for Israel and Israelite, here comes that big dignitary right here. Touched about the evening of oblation. And so, and now we untouched him. What do you mean by untouched him? We just now stayed him up and do what with him in verse 22? What are you going to do with him in verse 22?
Verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee ear and understanding.
So when you're confused, Mother, about anything, you see, like Daniel was confused. He didn't understand. So now you being the man of the hour, and Yahweh sits up and says, look here, Gabriel, get down there and speak this man's mind up. Because how you gonna talk to the people unless you got skills and understanding on what? Verse 23.
Verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment come forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly loved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision.
Ain't that so? So how it works? So how this thing works? Is that what, Mother? Here comes now the angel telling you how this thing works. He says now in verse 23, at the beginning of thy supplication, the commandments came forward, and I am come to show thee. You hear that word, Mother? I have come to show you, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. See that, Mother? That's how it works, Mother. See, what we make out of this thing here, we think that we can just drop on them knees and get to working out. It don't work like that. The angels just show me how it works. Yahweh said, in every generation, you have a man there to get you on your feet. See, that man's job was just Daniel fear. Now, after Daniel got on his feet, he went found Gamaliel and got Gamaliel on their feet. It's the order of Yahweh's word. He didn't understand. So what did he do? The angel came and straightened him up. Said, you got a problem. You don't understand about him. I'm here to work it with you. Because when you talk to the people, they got to understand what you're saying. But you can't understand it by trying to get it somewhere unless you're in order. So now you have to be the one to straighten out the people, but now you have to be straightened out by the angel. And the angel is straightened out by the Son and the Father. That is the order of things. Once we understand the order of things, we will not be making loose statements about how I'm going to get this answer. You hear how the answer goes. So that's why these days between 2 and 6, the people came with a Gentile mindset. And then Peter recognized that because he didn't see none of them in the congregation. So their mind wasn't right. So Peter goes stand up and straighten them out. That was his job. Just like Gabriel didn't understand. But before he go to the people, he had to get the answer from above. Then go to the people. So now, y'all Ryan, give me one more time Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3. Come to your mother, dear Israel, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, and skip down to verse 14. It's something I'm going, I don't know where I'm going with this, but when the small dear boy said make an alteration in what you bring to the table, so we make an alteration. Genesis 2, 1, 2, 3. Go to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Yahweh created and made. Mm-hmm. So, he had created, that he had made, and he blessed one day, the seventh day. Sundown Friday. Sundown Saturday. Now, Mother P. of Israel, give me that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 3. Now, I don't know where we're going, but when you hear a small dear boy say, throw this on the table and skip down to verse 14. Let's find out something on the way to find out something, Mother. Genesis 1, 1 down to verse 3. Get down to verse 14 and we'll read with it. Come on, Mother D, up there, Israel. Give that microphone and come on. Where's Mother D, up Israel at? Where's Mother D, up Israel at? Genesis 1, 1, 2, and 3, Mother D, up Israel. What are we in, Mother? We're going with the microphone of Mother D of Israel. I'm not hearing Mother D of Israel.
Well, thank you. This would be a problem.
What you saying that, Mother
E? This tongue got a lot of sense.
Okay. Because I'm hollering this microphone there, Mother. But if we're digging to this, here we go. Mother D of Israel, Genesis 1, verse 1, 2, 3, what does it say?
Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're in the grand style, Mother D of Israel. Genesis
1, 2, and 3,
matter of fact, read down to verse 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, what does it say, Mother?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4. And Yahweh saw that the light, that it was good. And Yahweh divided the light from the darkness. Verse 14. And Yahweh said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Keep straight on down to verse 18.
Verse 15. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. 16. And Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. 17. And Yahweh set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And Yahweh saw that it was good.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 16 again, Mother.
Verse 16.
Yeah, read that verse 16 again.
Are you saying 1:5 or 1:6?
Yep, 1:6. Read 1:6 again.
Verse 16. And Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Mm-hmm. So he made two great lights, Mother. And two great lights to do what again, Mother? What's the two great lights to do?
To rule.
To rule. See, when he appalled the boy through your head, you know, he up the ante. And remember, Peter knew that the people was confused. So what he had to do on 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is get that confusion out their head. He made two great lights. And them two great lights was to rule. We're going to preach that there, Mother. And the 31st chapter of Jeremiah.
We are what?
We're going to preach that there, Mother. Remember, he made two great lights to rule. Keep that point. Young line, give me a person. Book 24:32, what is it? Get down to 45 and 46.
Thank you.
45 to 46. Verse 45. Then opened he their understanding.
Oh.
You open it what? Their understanding. That they might understand the scripture.
So the same thing that we trying to do right now is let you understand the scriptures. 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is very important. This is the people's came confused. So how they going to teach anything if they don't know nothing? Huh? They got to first find out where to get the information from. That's why Peter stood up with the 11. And so all the ones confused hear my words. That's what Peter said. Hear my words. All the ones confused hear my words, that he say. Glory.
46. And says to them, thus, it is written, and thus, and behold, y'all brought yourselves to suffer, and survive from the dead the third day.
And raised from the dead the third day.
And so raised from the dead the third day.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to get on the third day. Get a little bit more out there.
So now we find out. That's a big talk we found out on the way to find out some big talk.
Now, Mother D. of Israel.
That's a big talk we need.
So now skip down Mother D. of Israel to Jeremiah 31. And Jeremiah 31 says what in verse 1, 2, 3. Jeremiah 31, 1, 2, 3. Mother D. F. Israel. Jeremiah 31, 1, 2, 3. What does it say?
Jeremiah chapter 31, 1, 2, 3. At the same time, says Yahweh, I will be Yahweh of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh, the peoples which were left of the sword found grace, mercy, in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Verse 3, Yahweh has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you.
Mm-hmm. Verse 3. Well, now, that's the seed of Jeremiah talking that good talk. You don't want to talk that good talk. Read verse 30, verse 1, Mother, make sure we're talking this good talk to the nation of Israel. Read verse 30, verse 1, Mother. Who dwells greatly talking? Read verse 1 and 2, Mother. Ready? Verse 1 and 2. What do you say, Mother?
Chapter 30, verses 1 to 4, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, verse 2. Thus speaketh Yahweh of Israel, saying, write you all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book. Verse 3. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says Yahweh. and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their father, and they shall possess it. Verse 4. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
So Yahweh said, I'm going to cause them to return to the land I gave. So they didn't return in 1948. Now Yahweh, that in that, that was Esau and his five sons that was in that. Young man, look up the word called captivity. I need the second definition of captivity, what that word really means. He says, below, I need that word captivity. I need to find out what that word means, captivity. He said, I'm going to cause them to come out of that captivity. That's big topic there. That's big topic. I want to find out what that word means, captivity. That's called very big topic. That's great big talk. Captivity. I need to find out what that, remember the people was confused. They didn't know what was going on. So as Peter stood up, see where they young man. People is confused.
Captivity.
No, get it down. I need the second definition of captivity. What it means. I need the second. Yeah, I need the number two definition of captivity. I want the first. Go ahead, Mr. Stone Taylor. I just got to. Like I said, we're just at random. I need to know, write down what it says on paper, what it says by captivity. Mother, so now, he said, I'm going to cause them to come out of that captivity. Now, that was a big topic there. He said, I'm going to cause them to come out of that captivity. So, he talked to the children of Israel, Mother. And Jeremiah still talking to the children of Israel, I'm going to have them come out of that captivity. Skip down to verse 33, Mother. Let's read on to verse 35. Mother Jesus to Israel, 33 to 35. Jeremiah 31.
Yeah.
Verse 34, 35.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 to 35. Verse 33. Uh-huh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the family of Israel. After those days, says Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their minds, and will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, now know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says Yahweh. For I will forgive their sins, and I will remember their sins no more. 35. Thus says Yahweh, which giveth the sun as you end for a light by day, and an ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh's host is his name.
Okay, good. Verse 36 and 37. 36, 37. What is that?
36 and 37. Verse 36. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. 37. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth stretches out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yahweh.
So all the way, mother, the seed of Israel, mother, all the way the children of Israel to be cast away, and he's not dealing with them straight up, then the stars, the sun, and the moon have to desist among Yahweh. As long as you look outside and see the sun or the moon out there, that means the seed of Israel is still here. The seed, that means the bloodline of Israel is still here. The bloodline of Israel is still here. As long as you look out there and see the sun and the moon. So the bloodline of Israel's seed is still here. So whoever have bumped off these people in their mind, it don't work when you understand the Bible. So Peter recognized what he had to tell them. We know you read in captivity today. But we don't think we in captivity today. But one thing about it, what definition of captivity is in your mind?
All right, the definition of captivity. The condition of being in prison or confined. Imprisonment, confinement, internment, incarceration, custody, detention, restraint, constraint, commitment, arrest, bondage, slavery, servitude, enslavement, subjection.
That's number one. It's number two to it. Is there more to that? So you see, captivity doesn't mean only you got chains. You can be in captivity in your brain by being confused. That puts you in captivity. If you mess around and leave your house without your identification, the nation stop you, they can retain you by not having your proper identification that they made up on you. So that makes you in captivity. You have to make sure you already got your ID with you. That's captivity. Well, I'm not in captivity, I tell you what. Leave your identification and try to go to the bank and get some of your money with no identification. I suppose you got your money there until you produce the information they want you to produce. You ain't going to get a dime. That's captivity. See, you think captivity only because of you don't have a chain on your feet. No. You're in captivity every time you go to these stores and get secondhand everything in there and think you did number one. That's captivity. So now what you got, young man? Well, I ain't gonna be here because again, this is at random. See, this is how the spirit operates. Peter listened to the tenor of the conversation. They was confused. So he let them know, although y'all made the peace day, but y'all really in captivity because you don't know the real Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And you do not know that the seed of Israel remains today. Long as you see sun, the moon, that means the bloodline to Israelites is on the scene as long as you look outside and see the sun and the moon. So you're not cast away. You just cast away, you're in captivity because you refuse to do what's written in the Bible. So he made it plain that he made a mother. What did he say he made mother? In 116 again, mother? So this might ring a bell in Genesis 1:15. This might turn the light on in 1:15. Genesis 1:15. What is your mother?
Chapter 1, verse 15. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so.
That's 1:16, mother? I'm looking for another word there, mother. I'm looking for something that back up verse 15 down. I'm looking for a word, mother.
You say 1:15, Genesis 1:5, 1:15.
Yeah, well, read verse 15. I'm looking for a word, mother. I'm something you say dead. I'm looking for a word, mother, to connect with what we talked about right now.
Okay. Genesis 1:15. Okay. And let them be for light in the firmament of heaven, the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so.
Now 15, amen.
Verse 16.
Yes.
And Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
So Yahweh made what again, love? Two great lights. He made two great lights. You see, he made two great lights. And the two great lights will do what again, mother? What did two great lights do? To rule. So he made these two great lights to rule. So these two great lights do not supposed to be in captivity. These two great lights, mother, that is a and these two great lights that we can read. These two great lights. So way back in Genesis, he made two great lights. And them two great lights turn into young lions. And verse 33, 23 and 24. Let's see about these two great lights. What these two great lights turn into being? When you precept your Bible. See, Peter had all this information, and he's just trying to find out what the tone of the conversation was to tell them about this two great lights. These two great lights is in captivity today. And who are these two great lights? 33:24. What does it say?
Going back to Jeremiah 33. Verse 23 and 24. Jeremiah, this is chapter 33. Verse 23 and 24. Jeremiah 33, verse 23. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah to see and say, verse 24, defended you not. What these people have spoken, saying, the truth of it, which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people. There shall no more, there shall be no more a nation before them.
25 and 26.
Thus said Yahweh, if I come to thee not with day and night, or if I have not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth. Verse 26. Then will cast away the seed of Israel and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
You hear that, mother? You hear the man say, remember when higher mode, read that word called the two great life was to be. What again? Rulers. So the precept was that, mother, the two great life was to be rulers. And then we precept to find out these two great lives, the two families. And the two families, according to verse 26, were to be rulers, mother. So Yahweh had us already in plan. That's called predestination. But he left it out there all along and on the planet, the one he got in order on the planet. So the two great lives that you was reading in Genesis 1:16 is the two families of Israel. Yahweh. And their job is to be, what is verse 26? Now, remember the words you read, mother, in 1:16, the two great lives was to be rulers. Look what this word says in verse 26, everyone. For the Jeremiah is chapter 33, verse 26. Then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. For I will cause that captivity to return. And have mercy on them.
See, the reason why we're in captivity is because we don't know our position.
We don't know our position. See, when he set this world up, he set up two great lights. And two great lights was to be rulers. One greater than the other. Now see now, and look what we've got into now. And one light is greater than the other light. Like the sun is greater than the moon, right? But yes, but the sun is greater than the moon. So Yahweh set up two great lights. One light is greater than the other light. But they're all Israelites. But one light is greater than the other. Ain't that something? Now, Mother Eve, just help me out a little bit, Mother Lee. In the 11th chapter, Paul was going to address the peoples of Israel that was in Rome. Because, see, remember, the children of Israel been in captivity so long as we are today. And the reason why we're in captivity, because we refuse to understand what's written in the Bible. We refuse to understand that these beast days was more than just eating. It's to break that darkness away from you being confused about how important this is. And you always had a man in every generation to show you exactly what you got to do to get back to him. And if you do it the way you want to do it, you ain't going to get back to him. But you understand the order of things. Peter stood up with the left because the people that came was confused. Peter's job was to unlock that confusement in the brain by opening up to them the scripture. Peter, you see that? You might be getting over a lot of people there, but the two rulers were Israel and Judah. So one of them was higher than the other. Like the sun is higher than the moon. So these two great lights is a precept, mother, mother. Hold that. Hold that. Hold that verse, mother. Hold that. What you read. Let's go back to Matthew's book. See, that's how Yahweh's word is. Yahweh's word is, I mean, it's so much to bring out in Yahweh's word if you understand, if you wait on that small strip or to get in the way. And then you better work out for a lot of things. What it says in verse 16 and 17, verse 16 and 17, that mother, mother, you. What it says in verse, oh, 16 and 17.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. My lady, I'm talking to you. Yes, ma'am. I'm talking to you.
No, no, no.
Matthew 4:16-17. See, that's how Yahweh learned it. This word, this is the greatest mystery is here. So you understand why you in captivity. And you know your captivity right now? It's in the brain. Our captivity in the brain. That's why you always got a man sitting there to wait till you say out your mouth, I'm confused. Then once you go and say you're confused, then the fear, which have got the ills prepared, is to get you out of being confused. And that's what some these days about on the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth days about. Breaking the bondage of darkness and captivity, which is now alive in the brain of being confused on the order of Yahweh. So men were confused, and Peter stood up with the 11 and told men of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, hear my word. This will unlock your being confused. That's what talk it that way. That got past a lot of people's heads, mother. So we'll go on. 4:16-17, what it say?
Matthew chapter 4, verse 16 and verse 17.
Uh-huh.
The people which sit in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sit in the region and shadow of death, light was drawn up. 17. But that time, that was the Son began to teach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
See that, mother?
Yeah,
you see that, mother? You see that in verse 18? The people were sick and died, his mother. So, great light. And when that great light was, Yahweh the Son. They saw Yahweh the Son, mother. Now that's big business, mother. That light saw, the light was Yahweh the Son. But now we want to go a little further. Let's go, mother, to a young Lionel, St. John 20:1-10 waiting on me. So, mother, let's go to St. John 19. Now, it's all great light, mother. But what I want to find out, mother, about this great light, because a lot of religion got this great light as somebody else. Because they're going to read this verse right here, mother, and they'll leave out the end of this verse right here, mother. Regarding St. John chapter 19, verse 25 down to verse 27, mother. Now, they'll go here, mother. And who will go here? The Roman Catholic Church. This way you're going to go and boo around through why they do what they do. They'll go here, mother. And this is what they use right now today to boo with those in captivity. Because when they drop it over, you finish. Because you can't get out Monday. And that's what they're putting about 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So when the question they have about being confused, you got to have a ministry there to unlock the darkness you have by letting them see a great light. And the great light that's in the present today is Yahweh's forces over to his light. This is on the counts.
Yahweh.
St. John 19:25-27. This is good, mother. Come on there, mother.
St. John chapter 19, verse 25-27. Now there stood by the cross of Yahweh, his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. 26. When Yahweh therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. 27. Then said he to the disciples, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own house.
So, mother, it's still your mother. I'm telling y'all first. Matthew 6 and 9 count. This is good. This is a Catholic Church stretch. The reason why they pray to Mary and Mary's mother Anne, according to them, they call the book verse right here. Behold thy mother, and told the disciples, Behold thy mother. So they taking that word, read their mother, and say, That who is now in charge? Mary. So that's why the Catholic Church pray to Mary more than they pray to Yahweh, the Son of the Father. They get comfort through Mary, Guadalupe, Isabel. They fall down and they see Mary, statue of Mary. And if they get a problem like that, mother, now they strength. Behold thy mother. See, so there when Yahweh said, and they interpret that means, y'all turn to Mary now. So that's the reason the Virgin Mary get more props than Yahweh's son. Because she's a mother. And from that verse that there, they'll beat your back all day long with it. But they never reach the end part of that, mother. What was the end part of Yahweh said in that verse, number, that last verse again, mother? Did he leave out the end part, mother? See, this is where the craftiness come in. You know, just like about you in bad shape. And then, cannot take care at this moment. Look at the end part of that conversation, mother. Look at the end part in verse 27. What is the end part? It was there.
Okay. And from that hour, that disciple took her.
That's right, mother. So that disciple took her. That's hard to leave out, mother. That disciple took her. So that was Peter taking her. That Peter taking her. So he said, Behold thy mother. Behold thy son. And behold, disciples, behold thy mother. All he was saying, look after my mother. And who looked after thy mother? Was Peter. And Peter taking her, well, mother?
Into his own house.
Yeah, hallelujah, brother. See, that's why they leave out, mother. They leave out the part that Yahweh was telling them exactly, look out for my mother. Huh? Look out for my mother. And that's what we're telling by the day, you know, before you throw a pass, I got some elderly relatives that you take a poop down to this old funeral. It's just going to be something happening to me, so you check my relatives off, you know, before you shut it down. That's all he was saying. But they take this verse right here, mother, and this was testified in prayer to Mary and Mary's mother, Anne. Right here, that beats you back to this right here. The reason why we pray to Mary and Mary's mother is because Mary's mother is the one that's in charge. But they don't need to part, take my mother home. You know? So they leave that part out. Now we go above. Now we ain't doing that. Now we're going to watch Yahweh. We're going to watch Yahweh on something. Now in St. John 20, young man, we look at 1 down to verse 8. Listen to this down, 1 down to verse 8. 20. I need another verse. I'm starting right now. Where's the verse that went on? When the Apollo said, great as the past thou self. And he gave, and he told of that big mouth woman ran her mouth and said, great is the woman that bare you. Can I get the OC on that verse? Great as the woman that bare you. Huh? What does that verse say right there? But I won't hear the answer what Yahweh said, but he said, great as the mother that bare you, that gave up to thee. Then he hollered back at that big mouth woman, told her something. Where's your big mouth woman? Did anybody have to see her? Huh? Yeah. So I need to hear that, because see, this woman was seated at the great big temple, and she got all excited. She said, great as the cat that you suck. You know, that bad day, that big mouth woman stood up and ran a big fat mouth, right? What did Yahweh say to her? Let's see what he said to her. Who helped me out in that verse? Who helped me out in that verse? That's terrible. It's something here, man. So now, what we find out, you know, I'm struggling right now, but the point I'm trying to bring out, that the Catholic Church is going to use that verse. They're gonna use that verse to teach you back. The reason why we pray to Mary, because when they say, behold thy mother, and then they say, disciple, behold thy mother, but they forget about the part they took her to his own house. So she got comforted by going with the two spiritual men. She wasn't running nothing. But the Catholic Church put that all around. And guess what? That's why people are there sitting there to confuse them today. When we confuse Jesus, okay? I know you're confused. That's why I'm here to unlock that darkness in your head. So, young lion ain't got those seal right yet, and I'm struggling on behold thy mother. And I'm not behold thy mother. Great is the path that thou suck. I still can't get nothing going on. I need the verse to bring out a point. So I'm struggling right now. And I'd like to get that verse. That big mouth woman ran a mouth, and Yahweh gave her answer too.
All right, Luke chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. 27
and
28. Mm-hmm. 28. Yeah, give me that verse there, y'all. Listen to this real. Luke chapter 11. You listen to that. This is a good conversation. Luke 11. Yeah. Come on, young man. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. And it came to pass that as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bare you.
This woman stood up and said, blessed is the womb that bare you,
and the patch which you had sucked,
and the titty you've been sucking on, girl.
Verse 28. And he said,
what did he say?
But he said, what? Hey, rather blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it.
Was y'all about to that big mouth woman? You blessed it. You hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. That was you blessed that. See, they'll turn this thing around to especially the Catholic Church. They worship Mary, Mary's mama, more than they worship Yahweh the son. Huh? So Yahweh said, blessed when you hear the word and do it and keep it.
So Yahweh.
So that was Yahweh said your blessing come in. See, so now we're going to find out something along the way of finding out something. St. John 20, 1 down to verse 10. This is good now. St. John 20, young man, 1 down to verse 10.
Beloved John, chapter 20, verse 1 down to verse 10. John chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week came Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark, and the sepulchre, and seeing the stone taken away.
away from the Jessica. Verse 2. Here she running and coming to Simon Peter and to the other followers of y'all father's son, whom y'all father's son loved, and said unto them, they have taken away y'all father out of the Jessica, and we know not where they have laid him. Verse 3. Peter, therefore, went forth with the other disciples, followed, and came to the sepulchre. Verse 4. So they went both together, and the other followed, yet outrun Peter, and came first to the grave, sepulchre. Verse 5. And he stooped down, and looking in, and saw the linen clothes lying yet, which he not in. Verse 6. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeing the linen clothes locked. Verse 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, he wrapped together, but wrapped together in a place by himself. Verse 8. Then went in also with the other disciples, followers, which came first to the sepulchre. And he saw, and he believed. Verse 9. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he was risen again from the dead. Verse 10. Then the disciples, the followers of y'all father's son, went away again into their own home.
So, do we got a consensus, Mother Eve, Mother of Israel, that Yahweh was dead, now he risen back up. He's no longer part of the human family because he died and father raised him back up. If we know that he was buried, and I mean, you know, in the sepulchre, he was wrapped in the clothes, he took the clothes off, all that. We all agree that Yahweh's son has risen again, right? Do we all agree on that?
Yahweh.
How about it, Mother of Israel? Mother, how about a hallelujah for all that?
I said it first. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay. Mother, is it hallelujah, Yahweh?
I said hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay, good. All right, now, so we all on point. Now, what happened in verse 17? Now, read verse 16, make it sound good. Read verse 16, young man.
All right, John, chapter 20, verse 16. Now, Father, Son, there it is.
Now, tell what, read verse 15, just make it sound good.
John chapter 20, verse 15.
Uh-huh.
Y'all brother son said unto her, woman, why weepest you? Whom seeketh you? She supposed him to be the gardener, said unto him.
Uh-huh.
Sir, if you had borne him hence, tell me where you had laid him, and I would take him away.
She said, look here, now, if you want, he is y'all brother son, body son, he's aware. You can tell me where you put it in, and I can get it, and I'll take it away. Huh? So we're talking about, in her mind, the dead man, Yahweh's son. So where you put his body at, let me know, and then I'll come get it and take it away. Verse 16.
John chapter 20, verse 16. Yahweh's son said unto her.
What?
She turned herself and said unto him, Master.
She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which means master.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Verse 17, what happened next?
Verse 17, y'all father's son said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my father, but go to my brethren.
Yeah. Good to know.
My brethren.
Uh-huh.
And said unto them.
Right.
I ascend unto my father,
yeah,
and your father, and to my Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
So he said he told a woman, "Touch me not, woman, so I got my father got to touch me first." So he's no longer, you know, this worldly man no more. He got to go up to the third heaven and be examined by his father. Touch me not now. You're good. So he said, "I got to go to heaven." You know, flesh and blood can't go to heaven. So that means that is no longer working with him, flesh and blood. So he died, go to heaven now, woman. Now, but you go tell my brother that I went to see my father. See? So what happened next in verse 18? This is good now, verse 18.
Verse 18.
Uh-huh.
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples, the followers of Yahweh's son, that she had seen Yahweh.
Yeah.
And that he had spoken these things unto her.
He said, we don't see Yahweh. Uh-huh. And he spoke these things unto her. Verse 19.
Verse 19. In the same day, at evening.
The same day at evening, now.
In the first day of the week.
First day of the week, now. At evening, now. First day of the week.
Right. When the doors were shut now, when the disciples, the followers of Yahweh's son were assembled.
So what is all that? The doors were shut, the doors all barred in. What happened next?
When assembled, for fear of Yahweh Judah, came Yahweh's son and stood in the midst and said to them,
right.
Yahweh be unto you.
Mm-hmm. So now you know this, now he is now he's in his strength now. He came to the door. Don't be locked. He walked to the door. Door was locked. And said, Yahweh be with y'all.
Yahweh.
And what happened next?
Verse 20.
Listen.
And when he had, so said, he showed unto them his hand.
He showed his hand.
And his side.
Yeah.
Then was the disciples, the followers of Yahweh's son, glad when they saw Yahweh's son. Yahweh's son.
Glory.
21.
Right.
Then said Yahweh's son to them.
What's that?
Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh be with you.
As my father has sent me.
Uh-huh. Now, good night. Now, listen to this real good. Now, remember we read all the way back in the book of Acts. The people were confused. The people were confused. There they were. But Peter stood up with the 11 and said, y'all hear my words. Now we're going to find out something on the way to find out something. Now Yahweh's son stood in the midst of them and said, Yahweh be with you. And whatever they saw, 22,
verse 22. And when he had said this,
what?
He breathed on them.
He breathed on them.
It said unto them,
huh?
Receive ye the righteous spirit.
Now remember, this guy went to heaven and came back. So now he went to heaven and came back. His father said, okay, you done your part. So now he come back down on earth to breathe on the disciples. And tell them what? Receive what?
Receive ye the righteous spirit.
Mother, what is the righteous spirit to get ready to see, Mother? The root of reading. Proverbs 1:23. What did they get ready to see, Mother? Proverbs 1:23. Mother, what did they get ready to see in Proverbs 1:23?
Proverbs chapter 1,
yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Join me, yes. Get my redemption.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you.
So we breathe on them, Mother, that breath. We breathe on them the breath, Mother, and they receive the righteous spirit. What are they to receive, a Mother? According to 1:23, what have they received, Mother? The word, Mother.
Yahweh.
What they have received is the word. They have just received the word. So now, he's back from heaven. So now, and I don't see nothing about Mary or Mary's mother in the picture. Now, he didn't give a word to somebody, Mother, to hold down until he comes. So he breathed on them the word. Now, Mother be a preacher, give me a precept of 9:22 of Daniel. That word is going to do what for you, Mother? Daniel 9:22. So he breathed on them the word. He's so wise, he started breathing the word. And now, Peter, Daniel, going to have what? 9:22, Mother, be up Israel. Daniel 9:22. Where Mother be up Israel at?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skills and understanding.
John 14:3.
Truly I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So, take care of the works now about him going to the Father, Mother, according to 14 verse 12. He said, I'm going back to the Father. So who's supposed to take care of business according to his own mouth? In 14 verse 12, Mother, he up here, Israel. Who's supposed to take care of his business because he going back to the Father? According to 14 verse 12, who's supposed to take care of his business according to 14 verse 12? Come on, Mother, speak on it.
I can't think he needs on somebody else there because my understanding.
What else they got there? They're called Sheba. They got a mother who left Israel. They got a word called, he's going to take care of business because I'm going away. That's all we got there to read. He's going to take care of business because I'm going away. That's all we can read out there. He's going to take care. I'm going away back to the Father. He's going to take care of his business. That's all we get out of that. Okay, now, look. Now they're going back with that understanding. Going to St. John chapter 20. He's going to take care. Now, back to 20, verse 22 again. Now, what did he say in St. John 20, verse 22? Come on, y'all learn.
11 John chapter 20, verse 22.
Yes.
And when he had said this, he pleaded on them.
Yeah.
And said unto them,
what?
Receive ye the righteous charity.
Uh-huh. Now, watch what he tell them in 23. Now remember, he went to heaven and came back. Now he's going to say something in verse 23. What did he say?
Verse 23. Whosoever sins, he remit.
He said now, to the them, whosoever sins, ye remit. That means you got the power to forgive sin.
Yahweh.
So Yahweh is telling them in verse 23, whosoever sins, ye remit. That means you can forgive their sins. What does he say next?
They are remitted.
And he said what? If you forgive them, they are remitted.
Yahweh.
What does he say?
Unto them.
Unto who?
Unto them.
Who is it them?
The disciples.
The disciples. They had the power to take care of the business of Yahweh as he ascended back to heaven. He put all his power in the hands of the disciples.
Yahweh.
He told the disciples, y'all got the power to take care of this business. If anybody sins, y'all can remit. And they are remitted unto them.
And whosoever sins, ye retain.
Yeah.
They are retained.
And now, whosoever that you don't want to forgive their sins, then it ain't going to be forgiven. He said, he's leaving the hand of Mary and Mary's mother.
No.
He left it in the hand of the disciples. The power was not left in Mary to forgive nothing. Not Mary's mother. And what they prayed to, all that power was left to the disciples. They had the power to forgive sin or say, go about your own head. Remember, he went to heaven and came back. Just not before he went to heaven. While he was walking the face of the earth? No. He went just after he rose from the dead. He went to heaven, sit down and examined by his Father. His pause it and pause it. Now get on down there and leave what you got to do. Put through what you want to leave it to. He didn't leave nothing to Mary. He didn't leave nothing to Mary or Mary's mother. He didn't come to Mary's mother. He came to the disciples and told them their position. So when you pray to Mary and Mary's mama, you out of order. The one that got the power is to pray up the disciples. Is that what we're reading
here? Hallelujah.
Mother Eve. No, dear, good prayer. Can I get a hallelujah on it?
I stepped away, Steve. I'm trying to fix me some food.
Can I get a hallelujah on it?
I had stepped away. I'm trying to fix me some food.
Okay. The news, we over 900,000 listeners, Mother, content. They want to hear about my question. Because I get a hallelujah block. And I'm all over the place right now. So, Mother E, can I get a hallelujah block on that? Is what we read when Yahweh the Son went to heaven and came back, he stood before the 12 disciples and told them they position. And read again, young man, what he told them in verse 23. This we tell the 12 after he went to heaven, after he raised from the dead, he went to visit his father in heaven. And now he come back while the door being shut. He walked in the door and said, Yahweh be with y'all. Then he got the 12 all gammed up and told them their position in verse 23. What do you say there, young man?
John chapter 20, verse 23. Whosoever sins, he remits. They are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins, he retains. They are retained.
Hey, Mother, can I get all of y'all wrong it?
Okay, remitted.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Savior. But what it was passed on to was Peter the disciples.
Hallelujah.
And now we're going to read a little bit more of that, Mother Ruth. And we're going to read a little bit more of that now. We're going to and see history is written for us, a reminder.
I understand.
He was already told once before, Mother, in Matthew 16:16-19. Listen carefully. He was already told. So Yahweh came back and gave him a double understanding. In Matthew 16:16-19, this is what's called the second time around. He came back to remind them of what? Matthew 16:16-19.
Okay. The book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 and 19. Matthew 16:19. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16 and 19. Verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Yahweh, the Son. And Simon Peter answered and said, You are Yahweh, the Son of the living Yahweh, the Father.
Seven Good. Hold that part, brother. So, brother, you just found out something on the way to find out something. When you see this word called, in English, called Christ, that came from Christo, the proper word goes there as well. You just call out in grand style. Because they use a word called Christ that came from Christo, which is a Greek word from Christo. So both of the words means what, mother? According to what you just got to read. So you see the word Christ, Christo in the Greek, it really means what, mother?
Yahweh the Son.
Thank you. So when I see the word Christ or Christo, it means the four letters from it, mother. Can I get
Hallelujah
on that,
mother?
Hallelujah.
So now, when you hear them all about who's the king, and they'll say Christ. No, Christ don't belong there.
That's right.
Christ don't belong there. The king is who, mother?
Say it again.
The king is who, mother?
Who the king is?
Yahweh the Son.
Yes. So when you see him holler about Christ, we know that then and there, they need to be taken to the side to understand that the word Christ comes from Christo, and Christo replaced the four letters, YHWH. So I don't care how much you hear the word called Christ, it's coming from Christo. And Christo coming from YHWH. And you soundly made it plain that Christ, that came from Christo, that supposed to be properly said, Yahweh the Son. Is that right, Mama?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, good. What's the next verse say?
Verse 17. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Go ahead.
Verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my congregation, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the key of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
So, Moses, who did Yahweh strong pass all this take care of business? He, like I say, he's going back to heaven. So, who is this power in the hand of, according to 16 through 19? Who got the power to take care of Yahweh's business while he's up in heaven?
Yeah.
So that's the reason Peter stood up with the 11, because the power is in the hand of correction and forgiveness to whom, Mother? So who got the power when Yahweh went back to heaven? Who got the power to take care of the business of Yahweh?
Peter.
So that's why Peter, when we read early part of the lesson, Mother, when the Peter said it was confused, then Peter stood up with the 11. Why is Peter giving up, Mother? Because Peter held the correction power of Yahweh. Peter is the man of the hour. Peter is the correction man. So Peter seen that the children of Israel were confused. So Peter stood up with the 11. Because who did Yahweh leave all that power to, Mother?
He said, why did he leave all that?
Who did Yahweh leave all that power to, Mother?
Oh, he gave the key to Peter.
He left all of it to Peter. And what did he read to Peter, Mother, in Luke 11:52? What did he read to Peter, Mother? So Peter's job was still the one that if you confused, you don't bypass Peter. Because he let you know, Peter, you got the correction, you got the power to take care of business, Peter. So they need to know this when they come all over the world, and when they came down to the southern kingdom, and all of us confused because they was out of every nation upon the sun, in darkness, they was called Gentiles in the mind. But Peter's job on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is to unlock that darkness of confusion, because he's the one, Yahweh did what?
Luke 11:52.
What?
Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entered in you hindered.
Yahweh's understanding was left to Peter. He's the one unlocks your brain on confusion. Peter and the left. That's why Peter stood up in 2:14, ripped up 11, and said, "You men of Yahda Judah, hear my words." Why he tell him that? Because the words that he was speaking, he received directly from Yahweh. Yahweh breathed on the 12, but he breathed on Peter as the leader. And Peter breathed on the rest of them and straightened them out. So Peter was the man of the hour in the eyes of Yahweh. Matthew 18:18, listen good, young lion, bring it.
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 18. Truly I say to you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
So left, so if Peter called, Peter's called to whatever you got to do, Peter, I'm with you. If you loose them on earth, they loose in heaven. If you bound them on earth, they bound in heaven. So Peter had the power to take care of his business. Peter, not mother Mary and Mary's mother. Peter had his power. Peter had the power. That's why Peter took off unto his own home to comfort her. Peter had the power, not Mary or Mary's mother Anne. They don't have no power to forgive nothing. They don't have no power. They dead in the ground and don't have no power. And when Peter passes on, he passed none on to Mary or Mary's mother. They don't know how he passes to you. Now, young lion, go get me Colossians 1:14-18. Now listen to this. Colossians 1:14-18. Colossians 1:14-18.
Go to the book of Colossians, chapter 1:14-18. Colossians 1:14-18. Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Verse 15. Who is the image of the visible Yahweh, the Father, the firstborn of every creature. Verse 16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the congregation of the children of Israel, who is the beginning, the firstborn, from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence.
So he ahead, and who he passed his headship to. He was ahead now. He the head of the congregation of the children of Israel. But hey, Mother Eve. Well, read again who he passed it to. Now he's the head. He's the boss man, but who he passed to, mother, according to Matthew 16:18-19. Who he passed to, mother? Now, this is the head man, Yahweh the Son. Who did he pass it to? Did he pass it to his mother or Mary's mother? Now, he said, I'm the head. So I know I got to pass this thing on. Let's see who did he pass it to. Hey, Marie, what it says in Matthew 16:18-19. What do you do?
16:19.
Matthew chapter 16, verse verse 18 and 19.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and verse 19. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my congregation, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And it will be given unto thee the key of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
So, mother, who got the power? Mary and Mary's mother, or Peter and Peter's 11?
Peter and 11. Peter and 11.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that praying to Mary, it ain't going to cut it. That praying to Mother Mary Ann, it ain't going to cut it with the book open. It don't work like that with the book open. Now, Mother D of Israel should be. Now she should be through switching in the kitchen. And now she able to go back and look at Acts chapter 5. Let's watch Peter in action. In Acts 5:39, verse 6, Mother Dear of Israel. Let's watch Peter in action. Acts 5:39, verse 6. Where's been that Mother Dear of Israel?
Acts chapter 5, verses, what verse is there?
3 down to 6.
3 to 6, Acts chapter 5,
yeah.
Verse 3 to 6. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy mind to lie to the righteous spirit and to keep thy part of the price of the land. Verse 4. While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou consented concealed this thing in thy mind? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto Yahweh. Verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Verse 6. And the young men arose, winding him up, and carried him out, and buried him.
So Peter had the power to do what, Mother? Call me, just have to read in 3 verse 6. What Peter had the power to do? Go in 3 verse 6. You read, they left him, if he want to forgive you, he can. If he don't, he don't. If he found something on earth, found in heaven. So Peter had the power to do what, Mom? According to 3 verse 6.
3 verse 6.
So Peter had the power to do what, Mom? What did Peter have the power to do?
Verse number Verse 5. And Ananias.
Verse 5.
That's chapter 5, verse 5. And Ananias.
Verse 5. Yes.
That's what I'm reading.
Come on.
Verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the spirit. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things.
So what has Peter got the power to do, Mother, according to verse 5? You want to take a shot at it, Mother? Hey, Mother, you take a shot at what Peter had the power to do, according to verse 5?
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. So he gave Peter power. To take a life. I don't know. I thought only Yahweh was. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan healed their mind to lie to the righteous seed and to keep back part of the prize of the man? Why it remained, was it not in thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why has thou conceived this thing in thy mind? Thus has not lied unto man, but unto Yahweh.
Huh?
And
verse 5.
And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these words, heard these things.
So Peter knew that he had a lie. Now what he had lied on, he just, hey, I'm touching real quick. He lied on his income, his check. He had a big business deal that knows he's supposed to give 10% out of that check. Trying to give what he wanted to give. And so by him not doing what the scripture tell him to do, Peter said, you ain't lied to man, which is him. You lied to the righteous spirit. And after he heard these words, he fell dead. So Peter called him in a lie. Now, how did Peter know what he had in that bag? Because Peter had the power by the minister's spirit and said, look here, you know what old Ananias and them doing over there? They made a good business deal, knowing it's going to bring 10% down to the ministry, he's going to bring what he want to bring. So when he tell you his story, then he's going to put down a sentence on it. So he lied on what he's supposed to do. That's what happened here. And he lied and gave up the breath, and he died. Is that what we're reading here? And Moses, he has Israel. What happened in verse 7 now? What happened in verse 7? So he lied. He said, Peter said, you ain't. See, Peter said, you ain't lied to man. You lied to the righteous man. You know what you're supposed to be doing when you get that money. Pull that 10% out. You're going to put it in the box that you want to put it in the box. See, you ain't lying to man. You lying to Yahweh on what you're supposed to be doing when you get that money. So, when he heard these words, he dropped dead. Is that what we're reading here?
Yes.
And most, what happened in verse 7?
Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in.
What happened next?
Verse 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much.
Verse 9.
Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband are at the door, and she'll carry you out. Verse 10. And then fell she down straight away at his feet and yielded up the spirit. And the young men the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband.
So who called death sentence on her?
Yahweh.
According to the reading in verse number 9, who called death sentence on her? According to the Bible.
Peter.
You said what?
Peter.
How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the spirit of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry you out. So who called this death on her?
Peter spoke of the Yahweh did.
But who did, according to what we read? Who had the power to give or forget? Who had the power? Who did we need the power to?
He gave Peter power.
Did Yahweh lead the power to somebody and say, where do you loose on earth? It's loose in heaven. Where do you admit and where do you don't admit? Did he lead that power with somebody as we read the lesson? Did Yahweh say, I'm going back to the Father, and he left the power in the hand of who? Mother Eve. Who do you need the power in the hand to take care of business?
Yes.
He left the key in Peter's hand.
He left that power in Peter's hand. See, we got to understand something. That's why the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 day was so important to understand what they were confused. And Peter's job was to correct him on being confused. That was the power he left with Peter. Now, listen real carefully when you're online reading. Acts 5, 12 through 16. So you got to watch the Bible unfold the dark sands. When he came back from heaven, he put the power in the hand of Peter. He said, Peter, you know I've taught you to understand it, Peter. Now, whatever you call, that's the end of it. If you want to call a death sentence on somebody, Peter, a death sentence will be. The days are there. Peter just called 2 death sentences on Ananias and his wife. There it is. He just called 2 death sentences on them. The lying about the law of 10%. They lied about the law of 10%, and Peter called death sentences on them and killed both of them. Hear that? They lied about, and his wife went along with it, and he asked her a question. She agreed with her husband, didn't know he was dead. He said, now the same one that took your husband out, be prepared to take you out. Then she fell dead. So who called that death on her? Peter. Because Peter had the power to do so. There's right there. Peter was informed that whatever what you call Peter, that's the end of it. There's right there. When you read Acts chapter 5, down on 1 through 10, the third line was going on. Peter didn't know what was going on in the house. But they were doing what the angel did. Angel told Peter exactly what they doing. The angel told Peter what they were doing. And when they came in to drop their 10% off, he gave them one again. Peter called death on him. His wife knew about it and asked her, well, what's happening with this that 10% money? Is this all you got to offer? Yeah. Peter called death on her. Boom. She fell down. She went and buried by her husband. Death on her. Peter had the power. Who gave it to him? Yahweh gave Peter the power. Now watch this. Peter. Acts 5, 12 through 16. Watch this by Peter. Listen good. Take your time, young man.
Book of Acts chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord and saw in his porch. Verse 13. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnify him. Verse 14. And believers were the more added to Yahweh, multitudes both of men and women. Verse 15, it's so much that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passed by might overshadow some of them. 16, there came also a multitude out of the city round about unto Yada Judah, bringing sick folks and them which were bad but unclean. Yeah. And they were healed, everyone.
Y'all hear that? He said, the one that was sick, just as Peter had the power to kill you, Peter had the power to heal you. Peter had the power to kill you, and Peter had the power to heal you. He said, look here, if you're a believer, get up on my shadow, you'll be healed. Peter was the guy up on Peter's shadow. And they were healed. And that will read, hey, mother, can I get a hallelujah, Paul, verse 15? When the people that got in Peter's shadow, they were healed. Can I get a hallelujah out of that according to verse 15? If we sing that all together, So Peter has the power to kill you, and Peter has the power to heal you. Is that what we read? Can I give a hallelujah for all that? I can't get no hallelujah from the mother, but here's the point. Mary and Mary's mother had none of this power. So Catholic Church, they prayed to Mary and Mary's mom. Mary's mama ain't got no power. They gonna tell you that. Mary, it's no talk about Mary healing nobody in this house. There's no talk about Mary's mama healing nobody in this house. Let's talk about Peter. We're going to the 8th chapter, verse 14, y'all learn. Listen good. Take the time to read this here. Make sure you understand something. You need to understand the Bible. That's what the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day is for the teaching. But you understand, before they go back to Luke, they respect the town, they got taught by Peter. Then they get him up and drunk him up.
And we have what?
Acts chapter 8, verse 14. This is good. Young Ryan, bring it.
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse 14. Now with the apostles, was when Yahshua Judah heard that Samaria had received the word of Yahweh, they sent unto them Peter and John.
You see that? So now, the northern kingdom had received the word of Yahweh, and once they heard of that, who showed up again?
Acts chapter 8, verse 14.
Give me two names.
Peter and John.
Peter and John. So Peter is the lead man, and he brought John with him. So Peter said, you need some healing going on? I mean, I'm the one to take care of this business, that's what Peter's saying. So how is the healing going on? So Peter went and checked this thing out, and he kept it, the third man with beloved John. Skip out of verse 18. Listen good now. Listen good. Hey, mother. Listen real good at 18. Take your time, young man. Let's get this in real good. 18.
Acts chapter 8, verse 18. And when Simon saw that to laying on the apostle hands, the righteous spirit was given, he offered them money.
Praise that. So when they seen Peter and John came down as this guy named Simon, and Peter had that power to do all the real deal. Peter had this power. So he said, look here, can I buy some of that, Peter? Grab the next.
Verse 19. Say, give me also this power, that whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the righteous spirit.
Uh-huh. Good.
Verse 20. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you had thought that the gift of Yahweh may be purchased with money. Verse 21. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your mind is not right in the sight of Yahweh. 22. Repent therefore of this, your wickedness, and pray Yahweh. Then perhaps the soul of your mind may be forgiving you.
Uh-huh.
23. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness.
Uh-huh.
And in the bowel of sin.
Yeah.
24. In answer to Simon, it said,
right,
pray ye to Yahweh for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
Ain't that something? You hear me say it? Pray
to
Yahweh for me, Peter. That some of these things you just got through saying would happen to me.
Yahweh.
Who he said pray? Is it Peter? Would you pray for me, Peter? I want these things to come up on me, what you just said. See that? So who was willing to power in the days of Peter? And the 11. Mother, to the group. Who had the power? Peter and the 11. They had the power. No power. verse 32. If you look, mothers, if you look, we're going to Acts chapter 9, verse 32, we'll read with you again. Listen to this now. Listen again. Tell me, do you hear anything about Mary or Mary's mother? Of who got the power? Let's read about it. 9:32.
From Acts chapter 9, verse 32. And it came to pass after Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints.
So Peter came down to the saints. You know who the saints is. So Peter came down to the saints. Came to pass that Peter came down to the saints, right?
Where his dwelling at was at Laodicea. Verse 33. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years.
You see, that was a man that was in the bed 8 years. Hey, mother, Israel. Peter came down. Man was stepped out of the bed for 8 years. Go ahead.
And was sick of palsy.
And he was sick. He was sick of palsy. You remember what's happening in Matthew when Yahweh, the man was sick with palsy. Yahweh said, get on up. With the palsy. So this man got palsy too. And here's Peter here. What happened next?
34. And Peter said to him.
What did he say?
And night. Yeah. My father's son. Make you whole. Arise. Make your bed. And he arose immediately. 35.
Wait a minute. You mean Peter can just call it? He has to pray? No way a Peter can call it. Hey, mother, you got to get all the way out on that. Is Peter just calling right now? Or is he praying somewhere? Or Peter just looking at the situation and calling it as he sees it? What's going on here, mother? Is Peter just calling? Or he trying to wait till you get an answer? Do Peter have a power? He's bound to get a power to kill.
He's calling.
What?
Yes. In the name of Yahweh the Son.
Listen, let's see what Peter says in this case right here. That's all we're looking at. What is Peter saying? Back up again, y'all, right? And read again.
All right, verse 33.
Yeah, read 33 again. Read it. See what the Bible says.
In the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 33. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of palsy. 34. And Peter said to him. Ananias.
What?
Yahweh's son, make you whole.
Yahweh's son, make you whole.
All right.
Yeah.
Make your bed. And he arose immediately.
And he got up immediately.
35. And all that dwelt in Nadia,
yes,
and Saran,
yes,
saw him.
They saw him.
And turned to Yahweh.
And they all turned to Yahweh. So Peter had the power to take care of his business. You know, he always done that in the name of Yahweh. But Peter had the power to make the call. That was Yahweh gave to Peter to make the call. Peter had the power to make the call. Like you say in Acts 3. In the name of Yahweh, took him off there, crippled man. And he got up and walked. So Peter had that power to make that call. Keep reading.
Verse 36. And now there was that Joppa.
At Joppa, go ahead.
A certain disciple.
Yeah.
Named Tabitha.
Now, he left there, he went to another situation. Now, Tabitha was a disciple, so now here's Peter going over there. Let's see what happened now.
Which by interpretation is called darkness.
Yeah.
This woman was full of good works.
Oh, this woman was full of good works.
And on deeds, which she did.
Oh, that means she paid her tithes, free will offers, and donations.
Yeah, well, yeah. 37. And it came to pass in those days.
What?
That she was sick.
She was sick?
And died.
And what'd she do? What happened to her?
She was sick and died.
And she died. She was a good tithe payer, free will offering donation, you know, and all of a sudden she got sick and she died. She was dead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Whom did they had watched? They laid her in the upper chamber.
So they laid her in the open chamber. She was a dead woman. Go ahead.
38. And for as much as Lydia was near to Joppa, and the disciples, the followers, had heard that Peter was there.
So they heard that Peter was there. Go ahead.
They sent her there.
And they sent for Peter.
Two men desired him that he would not delay to come to them.
He said that and two men came to Peter. Don't delay, Peter. Come to us, Peter. Come with us, Peter. Go ahead.
Verse 39.
Right.
Then Peter arose.
And Peter arose.
And went with them.
He went with them.
When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber.
And they brought Peter to the upper chamber.
And all the widows stood by him.
Yeah.
Weeping.
They was crying.
And showing the coat and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them.
And so she made the garments, the princess, she made all that stuff, the breeches. She made all, she had a lot of good work. Well,
boy, but Peter put them all forth and kneeled down.
And Peter put them out and kneeled down. Peter put them out and kneeled down. Watch this.
And prayed and turned to him to the body.
And turned, prayed down.
And prayed and turned him to the body.
To the, what kind of body was this?
Said,
what kind of body was this? This was a dead body.
Dead body.
A dead body here. So Peter turned to a dead body and said what?
Tabitha, arise.
Dead body, get up. Go ahead.
And she opened her eyes.
And she opened her eyes. Peter called that. Just as Peter called death, Peter can call for life. She was laying there dead. And Peter put them out and kneeled down and said, dead body, do what?
Arise. Get up,
dead body.
He prayed.
That's right. And she opened her eyes.
And she opened her eyes.
And when she saw Peter.
And when she saw who?
Peter.
She saw Peter.
She sat up.
And she sat up.
Yahweh.
Next.
41.
41.
And he gave her his hand.
And he gave her his hand.
And lifted her up.
And lifted her up.
And when he had called the saints and widows.
Then he called the saints and the widows.
Presented her alive.
And presented her alive.
Yahweh.
Good.
42.
Huh?
And it was known throughout all Joppa.
It was known out through all Joppa.
And many believed in Yahuwah.
And many believed in Yahuwah.
Yeah. 43. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa.
So he stayed there many days in Joppa.
But one, Simon, a tanner.
So there is right there. So you see that? So Peter has the power to raise you from the dead. Peter has the power to keep, like he did Ananias and Sapphira. And Peter has the power to get you up. Yahweh gave Peter that power. Hey, Mus, can I get a hallelujah Yahweh on that?
Hallelujah Yahweh in the name of Yahweh the Son.
Hallelujah Yahweh. So he has the power. Now let's go, you say he stayed in Yahweh, right? Now let's go on to 10, verse 3, down to verse 7, then we'll turn on to the young line. So now we need, so this was just sort of pro about the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Peter was giving them straight on how this thing goes. When you're confused, he said, see me, Peter. I straighten up your head. Now, remember, Peter stayed in Joppa, right? Read out of verse 7. Listen good. 3 and 7. Come on, y'all, man. Listen good now.
The book of Acts chapter 10, verse 3, down to verse 7. Acts chapter 10, verse 3. He saw the vision. Ever ninth hour of the day. And then it's the spirit of Yahweh coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius, verse 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Yahweh? And he said unto him, your prayer and your arms are come up for a memorial before Yahweh. Verse 5. And now, sent men to Joppa and called for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Verse 6. He longed for one Simon, a servant, whose house is by the seaside. He said, tell me what you ought to do.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Verse 6. Listen, girl. He lost with what? Signs of a cat.
So, Mill Peter, the Peter say the best thing you can say, cat a little bit longer. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Who top is by the seaside?
Now you're talking.
Go ahead. He said, tell you what you ought to do.
The angel said, Peter gonna tell you what you got to do. Peter, that's why the man was confused. Peter stood on the level. Because Peter had the power to do what?
To do what?
To raise the dead.
No, to do what? Go on the ball.
All right.
To do what?
To tell you what you ought to do. Peter had the power to tell you what you got to do. That power was left in the hand of Peter, not Mary's mother, of Mary. That was in the hand of Peter. The angel just said, Peter has the power to tell you what you got to do. So if you won't know what to do, and that's why Peter would tell at some feast days to tell them what they got to do. Because the power was left in the hand of Peter. And on that note, we'll turn to the young mind. Brother Titus Israel, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. All right, Mother E. Give me some ball, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother E. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Let me get that.
Chapter 12, verse 12.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. Give me Luke 21. Luke 21, verse 15. Luke chapter 21, verse 15. Money Israel. Luke chapter 21, verse 15.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gain there, nor resist.
Nor resist. Before we go to Acts chapter 6, verse 10, real quick, hold that point. Buddy D.S. Israel, give me Psalms chapter 111, verse 10.
Psalms 111, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they.
Yes,
that do his Torah instruction, his commandments, his laws, his statutes. His praises endures forever.
All right. Let's preach that to Joel 28, verse 12, 20, and 28. Joel chapter 28, verse 12, 20, and 28. Must be at Israel. Joel chapter 28, verse 12, verse 20, and verse 28.
Joel chapter 28, verse 12, verse 20, and 28. Verse 12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Verse 20. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? 28. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding.
Yahweh. All right, we're going to 2nd Ezra 13, 55. 2nd Ezra chapter 13, 55. 2nd Ezra chapter 13, verse 55, Muddy E. 2nd Ezra chapter 13, verse 55.
Second Ezra, chapter 15, verse 55.
Yeah, Second Ezra, chapter 13, verse 55.
Second Ezra, chapter 13, verse 55. Second Ezra, chapter 13, verse 55. Second is chapter 13, verse 55.
Go ahead.
Second is chapter 15, verse 55. The light has got order and wisdom and has called understanding thou mother.
Now, Mother, verse 56. We get verse 56 in, we're going somewhere. Go ahead.
56. And therefore have I showed thee the treasures of the highness after
other. Okay, therefore. Hold that. He said, therefore I will show you the treasure of highness. Let's preach up his treasures real quick. I will show you the treasures of the highest. He's talking about Yahweh. When you see the word the highest, talking about Yahweh the Son. The treasure of the highest. Real quick, let's go to Colossians. Hold that. Let's get this real. Let's go to Colossians real quick. Go somewhere. Go to Colossians real quick.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Verse 2, that their minds might be comforted, being knitted together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Yahweh and of Yahweh the Father. And Yahweh the Son. Verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
So he's talking about these treasures here. He's talking about this wisdom and knowledge. That's what that treasure he's talking about.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. This is a verse said over there about that. All right, let me see what I'm pulling out. Let me see if it's in Matthew. But it says, where your treasure is, so shall your mind be also. That's what I'm looking for. All right, I'm about to, I'm going to do a James 2:16 on that one. Where your treasure is, so shall your mind be also. I got Hallelujah, Yahweh, Matthew chapter 6. All right. Give me Matthew, you want to read down real quick. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Mother E, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21.
From Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, Lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, for moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. 20. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your mind be also.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.